Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The sun indeed has arrived. The question is, will a high-profile new Steelers receiver arrive? Here to talk about that, Mr. Mark Cabali, who I'm not seeing. There he is. I was going to say not seeing on the screen. Look at him, Paul. In all his glory, the big boy.
Is that a Cedarbrook quarter zip there, Paul, or what?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I grew up on that court.
Is that the Portview Bulldogs hat you got there again?
Yeah. Hey, Paul, big game tonight, 6 p.m. against the Clareton Cucumbas. So head out to PVAA and watch the Clareton Cucumbas.
Do you golf, big boy?
Before it got too expensive, if I was a radio host like you, maybe I could afford it, right, Joe?
We should get out there. Can you imagine golfing with this guy, Paul?
Four hours
of entertainment.
That would be fun. Absolutely.
I'm a good scramble guy because I'll hit one out of every five shots decent.
That's all you need. Well, here's the question. And Mark Cabali is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're also coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Are the Steelers indeed going to get a high-profile receiver? What was Bryant McFadden alluding to here?
Who knows, right? I have no idea who he was alluding to. But, I know they've been snooping around looking for wide receivers, and that's no secret over the past, couple weeks, especially after the draft here and now, just to see if they can get somebody in on here. But, a lot of those guys – have a hefty price tag to come along with them. And I don't know if they're quite willing to go down that route right now. And that's probably why there's nothing in works, quote marks, because the longer you hold out on guys like this, the cheaper they become. And I'm not even talking about the Ayuks and the Samuels, even some of the second level guys, they become desperate and you're able to get them a little bit cheaper. So you have to be very careful though, because eventually, they'll go somewhere else, or you're left with, Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins. Go. They have to play this pretty good to be able to get a receiver, because obviously they need one. That's obviously their biggest need right now as they head into these OTAs in a couple weeks.
Do you think that there's something in the works for a receiver that might not necessarily be a big name, that we're just being basically – played by everybody who's trying to link the Steelers to every big name receiver? I mean, I could see them making a smaller move, right? But I don't know. Yeah. I don't, at this point, I don't know that there's a big move to be made.
Yeah, I mean, who's out there free agent-wise to be able to consider a significant playmaker? I don't think there is anybody. So you would have to go the trade route if that's the way you're going to go. So I think they already made a lot of their insignificant moves on wide receivers with the Jeffersons and the Watkins and some of those other guys. I don't know. I don't know if you bring in a guy like Odell Beckham and thinks he'll be a guy that can help you out. I guess it would be leading the league with – players with have no ACLs, I guess, but I don't see him performing. He struggled last year as well. So I think they're just looking around. Hopefully they can find somebody to make a trade with. And that's why you're hearing things, because they're calling up and saying, what about this guy? What about this guy? But at this point, at this time right now, I think it's going to be hard to be able to get one of those big name guys.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Your grades for the draft, Mark, was there any pick that you would put a big question mark, like why did they do that next to, and what was your favorite pick?
Nah, I mean, when you look at guys that are going to impact this team, you have to look at the first 2 days. That third day is, you know, hit and miss. If you can find somebody to stick on the roster as a special teams guy, that's considered good right there. And their first four picks are just, in my eyes, one's better than the other. I mean, I'm sure you have to be a little careful of, you know, guys like Mason McCormick, and guys like Peyton Wilson because of one, the injury history, the other guy coming from a small school. Those aren't sure bets, but those one and twos are sure bets, man, in my eyes. I mean, I put those two guys in the starting lineup from day one, and it's hard to say that one is better than the other right now. They both will fit a huge need, and I believe they'll be starters on day one. I mean, I think it's a little different than last year with Broderick Jones, because Broderick only had 12 starts, and so they need to work him in a little bit. Fatalu is not like that. You just throw him in there and let him go. And Frazier's the same way. So, I mean, I'm not giving one higher grade than the other. I give both that Frazier and Fatalu A pluses. After that, we'll wait and see. Maybe scale back a little bit on the Peyton Wilson a little bit for right now. A little bit back with Mason McCormick in a year or two from now. But, I mean, I can't, if you're complaining about anything with this draft, then, you know, you're just a moron.
Mm. He threw that out there at the end. Huh?
You're just a moron.
It's a spectacular draft, Paul. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, to be able to draft, you draft for need, you draft for value, and they got both of those guys, both of those things they addressed. So I don't know how anybody can be critical of this draft.
I don't think anybody has been. Not one person has been.
What if these?
I did see a B. I saw a B or B minus by somebody.
Well, what if all these guys stink?
Yeah, what if they all stink?
Then I'll go back in a year or two and say, I told you this guy stunk. No, I mean, it's pretty hard. Unless there's injury-related things, I think it's hard for guys like Fatanu and Frazier to be stink.
Let me ask you this about Fatanu. He's played no right tackle in his career. We've seen some guys, Dan Moore would be an example, who for some reason, you know, when they switch sides, it becomes a big deal and they become a much lesser player. Would it be the worst thing if he stayed on the left and Jones stayed on the right? Is that still a possibility?
I'm sure everything's open for possibility. My thought is you got a very, very talented and athletic guy that's probably a top 10 pick in any other draft. And if he can't flip from left to right, you got some problems. You know, I don't see it. Maybe a guy who's a fourth rounder like Kevin Dotson, who came from a small school like, you know, I don't know where he came from, Louisiana or something
Monroe.
Like that. Maybe he has trouble like that. But you're talking about an athletic, smart, powerful guy. You just put him there. I think what they need to do is don't flip him. I mean, whatever your decision is. Go in there in 2 weeks, say you're my right tackle, you're my left tackle, and let's move on from there. But I don't really see an issue with a guy of that talent having to flip from one side to another. And he was a left tackle, but guess what? That wasn't Michael Penix's blind side, so does that make him a right tackle then, right?
I like this guy's energy today, Paul.
Yes.
He seemed like he was depressed for a lot of weeks in a row. He's come in today. He looks like he's in shape. He's got the hat.
You talking about me or Fatano?
I'm talking about you. There's a new energy about you today.
He's excited about a big baseball game tonight.
He must be.
Cucumbers.
Baseball game. He's getting it. He's excited about baseball.
You look different. Have you been medicated? What's happening today?
No medication at all. I mean, gotta talk about baseball somehow, Paul, because the team in town isn't quite living up to you guys' expectations, living up to mine.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What? I see. Yeah, exactly. I see a guy. They look tired, Mark. I see a guy, what's his name? Logan Lee. Is this the kind of guy that the Steelers will forget about him for like 2 years? They'll develop him. They'll get stronger. He'll put on weight. He'll get bigger. And the next thing you know, a couple of years from now, he might actually be something that resembles a really good player.
Or he turns into Isaiah Loudermilk or Marvin Leal, right? At that point, you just take the guy that has the best upside and hopefully that they can coach him up and he can perform a little bit. When you pick a guy in sixth round, you're just hoping he sticks on the team and be a role player. Right now, I wouldn't expect too much out of him, but that defensive line is interesting because you got three starters, and I think Ogunjobi's dropped a couple pounds, so maybe he's feeling a little bit better. He played all 18 games last year, so the depth behind that isn't solid, but there's a bunch of them there that hopefully one or two will emerge, if it's Leal, if it's Loudermilk, if it's Adams, if whoever it is. But, yeah, Logan Lee could be a guy, but I wouldn't expect anything from him. Like you said, maybe a year or two from now, then you'll be able to get a better grasp on if he was just a wasted pick. I mean, not a wasted pick, but a pick that's just not going to pan out.
This Deion Sanders going back and forth with people is continuing, Paul. His last one, he said to somebody, "I got time today. Where's your son going? Mine will be a top five pick." Somebody who calls himself Vern Funquist says, "Buddy, you got time every day. You're a 4-8 team, and you haven't done an in-home recruiting visit since you've been in Boulder. You're LeVar Ball with a headset." That's a tremendous line.
What was the response?
Nothing yet, but Prime is going to come back at this guy with a vengeance.
Oh, there's no question. That's absolutely.
I'm a big Prime guy. I know you aren't, Paul, but
that's not true. What did we just get done talking about, Joe?
Well, last year you were critical.
I was being critical because, again, I think that it's great that he has generated a buzz and. You know what? But when you're talking as much as you're talking and you go 4-8, you're just making a lot of noise. Like, who? You know what I mean? That's my criticism is win. Do something. When he does that,
awful.
Listen.
Years ago.
When he does that, okay? When he does that, then I'll listen to his son showing us his watch and all the other garbage. They're 4-8. Win a football game. Do something productive on the field. Then we'll talk about it. But I love
his son's going.
I love
his son's going to go to his son's going to go to the NFL and take a pay cut.
I like. Here's the thing. I
that was a good line. I want to appreciate that for a moment.
I said before, Mark.
Limits?
I'll say
Did
it again.
Did you like that line?
How's Mark killed line?
I said
yes.
before, and I'll say it again. I'm a huge Florida State fan, in large part because of Deion Sanders, who's one of my three favorite college football players of all time. So I'm not a hater. I'm not someone who's a I criticize people that talk too much and don't produce.
What do you say to that, big boy?
Right? Was it Lee Flowers? Was it Lee Flowers? All these guys, all they do is talk. They talk, they all go to the Pro Bowl, they talk. They all paper champions. Was it Lee Flowers who called the Tampa Bay Bucks paper champs? That's what I'm saying. Don't talk if you're going to win.
You know what, Joe? He was looking at you when you said that.
Was he? And I was looking at
People
Limits, so I missed it.
Produce.
Yeah.
Unless he was looking at City Limits, maybe.
He might have been.
Yes.
How's your relationship with City Limits going? Have you guys become friends?
He's me?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. I'm kidding. Is he me?
Okay.
I'll text him every once in a while ripping on Baldwin, so.
Yeah, he will.
He seems like
Limits
nice
his
young
heart
man.
His heart just sank when you
what
said that.
A jerk.
No. I'm kidding.
Who's a jerk? Cabali?
Cabali just basically said he doesn't know who City Limits is.
Then he took
ain't
it
no
back.
Harry Callis. He ain't no Harry Callis, right?
Let's get to the next topic.
And we're all happy about that. We're all very happy about that.
Do you miss Ron? The next topic is Ron. Do you miss him, Mark? And have you been in touch with him?
Last time it's been like a week when he told me he was bronzed and fit and hitting this old scene in Florida trying to find some women. But I haven't talked to him since. I usually send him a couple of photos from time to time of certain people that live in the area, but I haven't gotten around to that.
I don't know if you guys agree, is going to have a late life renaissance here. And I don't know if he'll get married again, but he's going to have a girlfriend pretty soon. And I just
another
think,
kid?
Doubtful, but he's going to have a nice final 20 years. Do you agree, Paul?
I think he's going to, yes. I believe that he's going to find a nice friend group and some friendships and maybe even a
friend group
and maybe even a lady friend. maybe even a lady friend down there and they're going to do good things.
I wonder, Joe, if he found one of his hanging spots down there. Where do you used to go to here in Cranberry? His
Domenico's. Domenico's.
I wonder if he found the Domenico's in Florida yet.
There's no doubt he has. And his photo is still up there, by the way. It was like cheers for him. He would go in there and he was his own character, you know, the sportscaster, sports writer guy. And each person played their own role. I went up there and saw it during his going away party. It was incredible.
Oh, I wasn't invited.
I know.
Well, I'm sure he's probably already found that situation down there.
Yeah. I think he told me he goes to happy hour every day. He wakes up, he goes for a walk, he comes home, reads a little, goes to the beach, and if he can make it till 4 o'clock, his day's done. That's happy hour and then bed.
And the thing about it is he reads his book, he's happy as can be on the beach, sits outside at the, you know, he probably has a little swimming pool in his complex there, right?
And, oh, yeah, he does. He has a little lake,
and
too.
I'm sure there are people down there now that have met him and are willing to purchase his free lights for him.
No doubt.
I wonder. He reminds me of the Seinfeld episode with the Early Bird Special. Takes out the old Cadillac and drives it to the Early Bird Special.
There's no doubt. I'm struck by how good you look today. You look energetic. You look different than at any time I've ever talked to you. What's going on? What's happening with you?
It's the lighting. I don't know.
Something. You know, it's the energy. Something's happened here. Usually you're morose when you come in here. You have nothing to say. You mumble. Today, everything's different.
I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's city limits. I don't know.
Did you just throwing me under the bus?
Oh,
we had a nice conversation.
Said you were his inspiration.
Oh.
Make sure that you say goodbye to him on the way out.
You know, ever since I ripped on the Pirates, I felt like a little bit energized. So maybe that's it.
Could be. Well, thank you, Doctor. We'll talk to you next week. Dan Zangrilli is in studio.
Good
we
luck.
Have to move along.
Good luck.
I'm a little disappointed. No free association, but that's all right.
No, actually, do you mind if I engage the big boy in a game of free association?
Good luck to the Portview Bulldogs.
Yeah,
but
we got a game here. In fact, I forgot the most important question of all. It's May 1st. By tomorrow, don't they have to offer Najee this fifth-year option,
yes.
Extend it? Are they going to do it or no?
Is this free association or just my thoughts?
Free association.
Yes. It's probably done already, but
okay.
They just haven't.
Well, I would have followed up if you had said no to that question.
Makes no sense not to, right?
Yeah, I don't think it does. Yeah, I think it's a good idea to extend it. Peyton Wilson will start game one.
No.
Dan Moore will start game one. Jerry Dulac thought so in his mailbag today.
I guess he could, but I hope not. So I would say no.
Zach Frazier will absolutely start day one.
Yeah, here's one. Yes, and I hope Zach Frazier makes me some furniture. I'd like to have some Zach Frazier collection furniture. I'm sure to try to work him on that one.
If
He's a furniture maker.
I know. He was very good in wood class, is my understanding. if you had to pick one name that we recognize of a wide receiver out there, who's going to wind up on the Steelers?
Ooh.
Zay Jones, Tyler Boyd still, maybe?
It's not going to be Tyler Boyd. Zay Jones is a slot guy. I don't think it's going to be him. There's not much out there to choose. Let's hope it's not Beckham. It's not going to be somebody like Brandon Cooks or Godwin. Those are huge guys. I would say the best case scenario would be Courtland Sutton right now. But even that, I'm a little skeptical.
Thank you, big boy.
All right. We'll see you, fellas.
Fan weather.
See you. See you limits.
Bye, Mark.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.